Welcome to Kairos and Van City Episode 0, Beginnings. This is a quiet little corner of the internet for taking a pause as we speak with Catholics in Vancouver, British Columbia, and beyond who are seeking stillness, truth, and goodness, creating beautiful things, and following after God's call by taking up the hidden crosses of our lives. In the words of Jesus Christ, "For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?" I am your host. You can call me Anna Karenina. First there was nothing, and then there was something. This prologue is simply a triptych of writings read, to think about and reflect on, a portion of a children's story, and then a poem, and then from the Holy Bible, about beginnings, about even before the beginning of the world, about this world which has, quote, more colors than we can see. A world where we can perhaps imagine that it was sung into existence, and even before that, even before the beginning of light and star and earth and wide blue oceans, before you and me, was the Word, He who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Chapter 9, The Magician's Nephew, by C.S. Lewis. All this time, the lion's song and his stately prowl to and fro, backwards and forwards, was going on. What was rather alarming was that at each turn he came a little nearer. Polly was finding the song more and more interesting because she thought she was beginning to see the connection between the music and the things that were happening. When a line of dark firs sprang up on a ridge about 100 yards away, she felt that they were connected with a series of deep, prolonged notes which the lion had sung a second before. And when he burst into a rapid series of lighter notes, she was not surprised to see primroses suddenly appearing in every direction. Thus, with an unspeakable thrill, she felt quite certain that all the things were coming, as she said, out of the lion's head. When you listened to his song, you heard the things he was making up. When you looked round you, you saw them. This was so exciting that she had no time to be afraid. You Begin, by Margaret Atwood. You begin this way. This is your hand. This is your eye. That is a fish, blue and flat on the paper, almost the shape of an eye. This is your mouth. This is an O or a moon, whichever you like. This is yellow. Outside the window is the rain, green, because it is summer, and beyond that, the trees, and then the world, which is round and has only the colors of these 9 crayons. This is the world, which is fuller and more difficult to learn than I have said. You are right to smudge it that way, with the red and then the orange. The world burns. Once you have learned these words, you will learn that there are more words than you can ever learn. The word hand floats above your hand like a small cloud over a lake. The word hand anchors your hand to this table. Your hand is a warm stone I hold between 2 words. This is your hand. These are my hands. This is the world, which is round but not flat and has more colors than we can see. It begins. It has an end. This is what you will come back to. This is your hand. John 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. and the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Gospel of the Lord. This is Anna Karenina, and you have been listening to Episode 0 of the Kairos and Vent City podcast. Peace be with you.